Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the Supreme Court taking another look at WOTUS. Back on that in just a moment.
I'm Randy Grellner. I'm a doctor by day and a farmer by trade. Raised as the son of a sharecropper, I feel more comfortable in cowboy boots with a gun than dress shoes with a pen. I learned hard work and rural values growing up in Kingfisher. Today, as farmers are feeling the impact of inflation caused by Democratic policies, doubling the cost of fertilizer and diesel, we need a stable food supply and we need to respect the farmers who make that possible. I am the only non-career politician and farmer running for Senate. I am Dr. Randy Grellner. I'm running for U.S. Senate and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dr. Grellner for U.S. Senate.
The conservative choice for Corporation Commission is clear. That choice, Kim David. Kim David will be an advocate for your Oklahoma conservative values. Kim knows how important low energy costs are to businesses and Oklahoma families. These are pocketbook issues that require strong, consistent conservative leadership. Vote Kim David on June 28th.
Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Paid for by Energy Engaged. 500 Northeast 4th Street, Suite 200, Oklahoma City, 73104. 405-942-2334.
While the Biden administration's EPA pushing forward with their ideas on a new WOTUS rule, you've got the Supreme Court likely to decide exactly how WOTUS should be interpreted. The justices will be hearing arguments later this year, and likely a decision will happen at the very end of this year or early in 2023. Mary Thomas Hart with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says how the Supreme Court rules will determine the definition of a waters of the U.S. in the future.
You're exactly right. So the question for the Supreme Court to consider is which test from Rapanos versus U.S., the last big Clean Water Act case, which test from that case should be used by federal courts and agencies across the country? Now, usually when we get a decision from the Supreme Court, federal courts and agencies are able to fairly easily interpret it and, you know, write rules to implement that decision. But in this really unique case, the Supreme Court had a 4-1-4 decisions, which means that there wasn't a majority opinion. So there were these two conflicting tests for determining jurisdiction under the Clean Water Act, and federal courts across the country have gone back and forth and tried to combine the two tests in some way in an attempt to effectively implement that Rapanos decision. But I think, you know, after nearly 15 years of confusion, we're going to get an answer from the Supreme Court on which test actually needs to be used.
Back in 2006, Justice Scalia articulated a bright line rule holding that WOTUS includes only relatively permanent, standing or continuously flowing bodies of water. But Justice Kennedy said it should be a significant nexus on a case-by-case basis whether or not a water feature is a WOTUS or not. Now, the hope is the Supreme Court of today will clear all this up. You no longer have Justice Kennedy or Scalia on the court that will be making the ruling this go-around. A whole different court, in fact, Mary.
A much different court. So the two conflicting opinions were written by Justices Scalia and Kennedy, neither of which are still on the bench. So we have, for the most part, a new slate of justices to consider this case compared to the bench that determined the Rapanos opinion. I think only three justices are still on the bench that were on the bench for the Rapanos case. So it is certainly a new slate. And I think, you know, we're excited to write briefs to the Supreme Court because a lot of them are hearing these arguments for the first time.
This really comes down to how you can actually run your operation in a most effective way when it comes to any sort of interaction with water that is on your place.
It does. And, you know, I think that it's important to highlight that the Clean Water Act was designed and written to regulate water, right? And that's all we want to do is make sure that EPA's regulation under the Clean Water Act sticks to bodies of water that were intended to be regulated when Congress wrote the Clean Water Act. You know, the 2015 Obama WOTUS definition went far beyond that. It regulated dry areas that only carried water after a precipitation event, or really isolated wetlands or isolated stock ponds that had no connection to downstream water quality. So we don't want, you know, we're not trying to eliminate the Clean Water Act here. We just want to make sure that EPA stays within the confines of the law.
Mary Thomas Hart with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. She's their deputy environmental counsel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Hi, my name is Kristen, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.